Hi guys, this is Eliedin Estevam from São Paulo, Brazil, and you're listening to Everybody ESO.
Welcome to episode 102 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today's topic is another secret of native speakers. That's right, this is another in the list of secrets of native speakers. We have talked about some of these in previous episodes. If you want to go back and listen to those older episodes with these secrets of native speakers, you can listen to episodes 66, 68, and 81. Now, this episode's secret is not really a secret, but it does have some information that you probably would not learn in a textbook. It all has to do with a certain English suffix, a certain ending that you will find on words. And that suffix is ish, I-S-H, ish. This suffix can turn adjectives into other adjectives. Okay, what am I talking about? What does it mean? How does this work? Let's take the adjective green, the color green, G-R-E-E-N. We can describe something as green or dark green or light green, or we can describe it as greenish. Greenish, that's green with the I-S-H ending on it, greenish. G-R-E-E-N-I-S-H. What does greenish mean? How is it different from green? Greenish means a little bit green, or kind of green, or approximately green. And that's the meaning of ish that I would like to talk about today. It's the meaning of approximately, or somewhat, or a little bit. Here's another way that you will sometimes see ish used. Somebody might say to you, "Hey, we're having a party tomorrow night. Why don't you come over 8-ish?" 8-ish? What does 8-ish mean? Well, instead of coming over at exactly 8 o'clock, come over at exactly 8. The person is saying, "Why don't you come over at around 8, at approximately 8, at a time that is like 8, 8-ish." If a party is going to happen 8-ish, that means it will start sometime around 8. Not at 8 exactly, not at any time exactly, just sometime around 8. Approximately 8. Here's another example. You might hear somebody's eyes described as being bluish gray. Bluish gray. They're not blue, they're not gray, they're bluish gray. They are a gray that is a kind of blue, or a gray that is a little bit blue. Now, here is the last thing that I want to tell you about ish. And this is really the part I had in mind when I said you might not learn this in a textbook. And that is this. Sometimes you will hear people use this suffix, this word ending, ish, all by itself. You will hear people use ish like it is a complete word. Here's an example. Let's say that your friend had a job interview. And the next day, you see your friend and you say, "How was the job interview? Did it go well?" And your friend looks at you and says, "Ish." In other words, it went well-ish. Your friend doesn't want to say that the interview went well, and your friend doesn't want to say that the interview went badly. So your friend just uses that suffix, ish, all by itself. How was the job interview? Was it good? Ish. In other words, it was somewhat good. It was a little bit good. It was approximately good. So it might sound funny, but you will sometimes hear people use this suffix as though it is a complete word and you can use it by itself. I'm not sure if this is truly a secret of native speakers, but I do think it's an interesting little detail, the kind of thing that you might not learn in a class or in a textbook. And that's the end of episode 102 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Eliet and Estevam recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.